Welcome to another episode of How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. So I was thinking about this when we went grocery shopping this past weekend, that maybe you're still doing this, but you go grocery shopping every 2 weeks or every week. However you do it. Are you just throwing shit in your cart without even thinking? Like you're just going up and down the aisles and just like, yeah, this looks good, this looks good, this looks good, right? And you just throw it in your cart. Okay. We used to shop that way too. I get it. That's what we believe we're supposed to do. Now, with that belief of, you know, if it looks good, throw it in the cart. Okay. I get it. That's how I was raised. That's how I did it. Decades worth. Well, I had read about planning meals. And I'm like, oh, God, that sounds like work. Plan your meals. I don't know about this. And what made me think of it is that after a while, you clean out your fridge, right? And you're looking at the trash can and all the Tupperware or Gladware or whatever you buy, right, is all stacked up. I mean, you're looking at the trash can and it's completely full of food that you didn't eat. Okay? And we all know that joke, right? You know, you buy some salad, some ingredients to make salad, and they just turn bad in the crisper because you'd rather eat the donuts. I get it. I fucking get it. Okay? Well, here's a couple of tricks that I've used that also help with, as you're getting older. I'm not going to be embarrassed to talk about this, okay? Constipation! All right? It's no fun. What's the quickest way to get constipation? Sitting all day. Zero exercise. And eating junk food. Okay, your pipes are constantly clogged, and I mean that literally. All right, I want you to think of it this way. How many people enter a room and all the lights are on, but nobody's in there? Okay, that's wasting electricity, right? Yeah, you may think it's a couple of pennies or 10 cents here, 25 cents there. That shit adds up, okay? Or how about this? Letting the water run while you're brushing your teeth. Okay. Or filling up your sink. Well, I want the water to be hot before I start letting it fill up the sink. You know, if you let it run when it's cold and let it start filling up, that extra hot water that it gets to, right, will be about the right temperature once the sink is full. Okay. So you're wasting money. Okay. That is the point of this. Wasting money. And constipation. How I put the two together doesn't really matter because it's going to make sense. Okay. Sense in the way of S-E-N-S-E as well as C-E-N-T-S. Okay. So again, it took me a while to figure it out. Plan your meals. Oh, again, sounds exhausting. Well, there was a lot less waste at the end of the week and the end of the month when it was time to clean out the fridge. A lot less. Because when you dump all that nasty, you know, leftovers that I'm going to eat it, I swear I'm going to take it for lunch tomorrow, and you never ate it, and it's time to start cleaning out the fridge, that is money in your trash can. Okay, money. We all know everybody is fucking struggling. I don't know anybody who doesn't struggle. Okay, that's just the world we live in right now. I'm tired of struggling. I am so goddamn sick of struggling. Do I have it pretty good? Yeah, I do. But like along with a lot of other people, 2 weeks away from the streets. Okay. Any Hoosers, electricity, water, food. I want you to start adding that stuff up. Yep, I want you to write it down. and you're going to see how much money you are wasting because you don't think about it. You believe it's not hurting anything. But once you start putting pen to paper and you start doing the work of seeing the data and the statistics and the actual follow through, you're going to see where you're wasting your money. When my husband and I go out to eat, we never order a drink. Never. We order water. And that is saving us about, we kind of calculated it, about between $40 and $60. Okay, a month by not ordering drinks when we go out to eat. Okay, like I said, we're not doing terrible, but we've just found ways to not spend money that we don't have to so that we're okay. We're okay. We could be better, but these are ways to be better. Again, that's why I do this. Okay, so going along with the waste, right, and the constipation there. When I sit down and when we plan our meals, you know, there are days I just don't want to eat a salad with my dinner or my lunch, as you know, the side salad. Sometimes I don't want to. You know, I'm just not in the mood to do it. And this is what I do. You're gonna fucking eat that salad. And you know what? You're gonna eat that first. Because your body is going to thank you later. All right? You're not 3 years old. You're not even 30 years old. You're over 50. And you need to eat the roughage and the fiber so that in the morning, you can take a good shit. Who doesn't feel better after a good shit? Hello? All right? I was talking to my cousin this morning, and I'm just there. I've arrived. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Especially if I know it's going to help somebody. Okay? I'm not going to be embarrassed for speaking the truth. How many people are on medications that they don't have to be because they don't want to eat well? They don't want to eat right. They don't want to put vegetables on their plate. Okay? How many of us have had doctors tell us, you know, I could take you off this medication if you ate right and moved? No, I don't want to do that. No. Just give me the pills. I don't even want to talk about it. Just give me the goddamn pills and leave me the hell alone. I am grown. I don't need to be told. Yeah, you do. Because your grumpy ass is making your significant other miserable. You're miserable, so then they're miserable, and then everybody that comes to your house is miserable. Okay? It starts with us being accountable for what we do. You don't realize how selfish you are until you start taking inventory of you. And I'm telling you, I'm on the road to, I've been on the road of self-discovery, and I do not mind sharing it. Because a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You're probably shaking your head right now. Yep. He's over 50 and I cannot get him to eat a fruit or a vegetable. And no, he doesn't take a good dump. And then he's grumpy for the rest of the day. And then he takes a, Yeah, I know. Your health is your responsibility. Yours and yours alone. So if you have to speak up to your significant other and say, look, I can't live like this. I need to have me some fruits and grains and veg. I am not a health nut, but I am a health advocate. All right? Because I've lived that life of denial. And what I do doesn't affect me or people around. Bullshit, people. Bullshit. So that is your homework for this week. Well, are we walking into rooms with lights on, walking out without turning them off? All right. Are we running the water when we don't need to? All right. Those are just two examples of waste. And you don't even know how good you have it because you never take stock of what you do. And nobody else holds you accountable. I know, because you groan. You grown. Nobody going to tell you. You make your own money. You pay your own bills. Yeah, you could have more of that in your pocket if you chose to think versus believe. Okay? The food in your pantry, the food in your refrigerator. When you make a plan for your meals and only buy what you need, a lot less waste in the trash can. You are lining other people's pockets by doing that, just like at work, right? You sold your soul to the devil and somebody is making a huge profit off of you. All of us. And if enough of us could take stock and responsibility and accountability for what we do, we'd get a lot more accomplished. A hell of a lot more than what's going on right now. Because then the people in charge would have to start making changes. Because we got smarter. You gotta be smarter than the people that have you on a leash. And you know what? I put that leash on myself. I got that little clip thing and whoop, right here. You got me. Let me clip it right here. Now lead me around. Tell me when I can go to the bathroom. I worked for a corporation that wanted me to write down every time I went to the bathroom because that cut into my work time. All right. And I wasn't one of these people because I was old and I knew better. If you're late from break or lunch, they put it on your PTO. Oh, you're 15 seconds late from your 15 minute break. That's going to cut into your PTO time. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm just too old. I'm just too old to last at places that's just wrong. It's just wrong. But anyway, that's what I want you to think about today is where is the waste coming and going? That's your homework.